Now everyone who came in here with any form of affliction, upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. How many of you believe that God has been good to us this morning? Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I am going to start see what I'll be able to preach out of Enugu Ukwu, Anambra State. What happened? James chapter 5, verse 16. Subject this morning is titled Intensifying Prayer Force. Intensifying Prayer Force. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We have maybe 7 or 9 testimonies we have not been able to take. Please, at the end of the service, you call the names of those people and possibly we'll be able to take it maybe next service, next Sunday. Those 9 people. Also, we had outreach to Dunamis, Pakistan yesterday. They are starting construction and we did a groundbreaking for them via the satellite. Big meeting, and we're hoping to be there in November for a citywide crusade. That's the service there yesterday. Ministering from here with interpretation. Power, healings, deliverances, altar call. Those are 100% Pakistani. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said he should be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over the world, as the prophets said it should be. All there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters, that man lifting his hand was brought in paralyzed. He was now able to lift his hand and walked out from there by himself. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Now, that is speaking from here, praying from here, about maybe 9 to 10 hours flight across the ocean, and the power of God is touching what a mighty God will serve. One more time, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. Let's see how fast we can do on this subject. Intensifying prayer force. Our objective is to understand the factors or the forces that can intensify the force of prayer. The factors that can intensify the force of prayer. James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual, fervent. Want to understand the factors that can intensify the force of prayer. Now, last Sunday, we saw the specific steps to take in order to experience productive prayer. It was very insightful. We had testimonies from all around the world, people saying how they were blessed to know the steps to take to pray. However, there are times when plain prayer, plain praying, baseline praying, may fail to achieve the desired result. You have followed that process, and it looks like the results delay in coming. What do you do at such times? What to do is to shift levels. What to do is to intensify or amplify prayer effort. You intensify, you amplify prayer effort with other spiritual and scriptural actions. That is, you are praying, but you are intensifying the prayer with other spiritual and scriptural actions. What do you do at such times? You follow the pathway, and the result has delayed. You boost your prayer effort with complementary spiritual actions. Actions that complement the prayer. Now, what are those actions that can intensify or amplify or boost prayer effort? Number one, actions that can intensify, amplify, or boost prayer effort, number one, is praying with vision. Praying with vision. Praying with vision is praying with a clear picture of desired outcome. What is praying with vision? First, it is praying with a clear picture of the desired outcome. What is praying with vision? It is praying with the end in mind. Second, it is praying with the end in mind. What is praying with vision? It is praying with thought. It is praying with clarity and certainty. That is, what you are praying about is clear to you. That is, you are not vague. You are not theoretical. What is praying with vision? Fourth, it is praying with the reality in your mind before it becomes reality in your life. The reality is in your mind before it becomes reality in your life. You are not just praying for the husband. The picture of the husband is in the mind. While you are praying, you are seeing your wedding. You are seeing your wedding occasion. While the prayer is in your mind, you are seeing your child dedication. It is by the power of positive scriptural imagination. You are seeing it. Abraham, God told him, now you have examples in scripture. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, God asked Abraham, And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are. Northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. You are praying with a clear picture. Abraham, you want me to give you the land? See it first. It is when you see it that I can give it. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 to 6, God also speaking to Abraham, and that's our first example. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Look at the heavens and see the stars. Let this picture be in your mind so that no devil can confirm you childless. And he believed him in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Example number two, Jacob. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 39. Jacob painted wood. The animal saw it, and they delivered accordingly. Genesis 30, 37 to 39. Example number three, Joseph. Joseph dreamt dreams that became his reality in the future. Genesis 37, verse 5 to verse 9. Is God speaking to anybody here? This is very potent. Praying with vision. Dodie Austin was praying for God to heal her of cancer. 1981. That is 41 years ago. 42 years ago. But she put the picture of herself, her young, beautiful self, married self, wedding picture, and put it on the wall and said, this is me. This dry, cathartic person is not me. Liver cancer. Metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver. It has spread. 42 years later, she is still alive. Am I communicating? I announce to somebody here, you will not die before your time. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. What I mean to say is, you are not just asking God to give you a job. You saw yourself driving to the workplace while you are praying. You saw yourself driving. You saw yourself entering the office. You saw yourself sitting down. You saw yourself welcoming visitors. Yes, can I help you? While the prayer lasts, you are seeing the picture of what you are praying. Hi, hola, hola. This place we are sitting now, I saw it before we came. The troop of people in the rear one, I saw it. I placed pictures all around me. Rehabunki Crusade crowds. I saw it in the eyes of my mind. Don't only let the devil use your mind to imagine evil. Use it to imagine good. Because most people are used to imagining evil. Seeing themselves inside coffin. Seeing themselves inside burial. That is the negative use of the mind, of the imagination. Turn it positive. Some people, when they receive a phone call, say, hey, I hope nothing happened in the village. Always imagining something negative. Why don't you say, wow, looks like somebody's about to give me a plane. This is what to use the mind for. Don't just pray in words, pray in pictures. marching on the aisle with your husband, with your wife. See you fill the car with your children driving to church. See you signing the check of $1 million. Do you know in my own life, I have signed checks with big zeros at the back and put it on the wall. So one day, I must sign check like that. Kai. That's right. Ola, ola. This is what they call ola trick. It's not my fault, though. I was standing on my own. All of you, bear me witness that I'm innocent. I was standing on my own before Olatric went there. Do you understand? Those checks, those figures that I wrote, I crossed them since because I saw it. Figure in our currency, figure in other currency. I put an attendance count on the roof of my bedroom. Lie down, look up. I'm seeing the number that I'm trusting God for. See it on the wall, the kitchen. See it on the door of the toilet. See it in front of the mirror where I brush my mouth. Achana. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One day I looked up and I saw the number again. I said, no, this is not supposed to be there anymore. We have passed this one. This one remaining now is a limitation. I can tell you, there is power in seeing it first in the mind. Before you see it in the physical. I'm not teaching theory. It's practical life. My wife put the picture, my 4-year-old picture, she put it on the wall one day. Then when my child was born, when around that age, I gave him the picture. I said, who is this? He said, it's me now. I said, look very well. It's me now. It's because at that time, the pictures, the faces, everything was exact. Vision is real. Vision is practicable. Vision is real. Now, let me tell you 4 powers of vision. I don't know whether I will cross this today because I have 5 things to say and I'm just on point number 1. Number 1. What is the impact of vision with praying? 1. Vision is an expression of faith. Being able to see the reality of what is invisible is vision. Being able to see the reality of what is invisible. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things things we are seeing now, we are not made of things which were visible, which do appear. So, visible things are the product of invisible things. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27. The Bible said, by faith, talking of Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Moses' faith made him to see the invisible. When you are already seeing in your mind what has not happened in the physical, it is called faith. Because we are trained to only see what we can see. Am I communicating? If it is not visible, you can't imagine it. But when you can now see it, when it is not yet physical, it is faith. And whenever God sees faith, he moves. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. When God sees faith, he moves. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Whenever God sees faith, he moves. Am I communicating? You are not yet married, but in the eyes of your mind, you are seeing yourself driving to church with your family. You don't yet have a job, but in your mind, you see yourself driving your car already to work and well suited with your tie. I have many stories to tell about this, but the time will fail me. Vision is the expression of faith. And so when you are praying with vision, you are praying by faith. You are seeing what has not yet become physical while praying. So you move God into action to produce results. Number two, vision is a form of communication with God. God hears both our asking and our thinking, which is also vision. It's a form of communication with God. God hears both our asking and our thinking. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, the Bible said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, ask or imagine, ask or envision. So you are asking with mouth. You are also asking with vision. That intensifies the requests. Am I communicating? It's a communication of desperation. You are asking in words. You are asking in pictures. God is hearing your words. He's also hearing the pictures. That doubles the impact of your prayer. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? It doubles the impact or the force of the prayer. Thirdly, vision causes God to hasten to perform his word. Vision causes God to hasten to perform his word. When you see it well, God is in a hurry to perform. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and in verse 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. When you see it well, the word of God is in a hurry. When it is clear in your mind that no devil can keep you single, and you are seeing yourself and your family, when it is clear in your mind that no devil can keep you barren, when it is clear in your mind that you are a fighter, a giver, a lover of God, you cannot remain in poverty, then God hurries his word to make it come to pass. If only you can see it well. The word of God. God comes in a hurry to bring it to pass. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. I never saw fail once in medical school. I never saw fail against my name. I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't picture it. That I went to the notice board and they say, pass anatomy, pass biochemistry, pass physiology, fail community medicine. No, I couldn't see it once. Pass pharmacology, fail pathology. No. Pass internal medicine, fail general surgery. No. Pass pediatrics, fail obstetrics and gynecology. No. All that I never saw the possibility of returning back for a receipt. And as I never saw it, I never had it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Vision causes God to hasten his word to perform. When you see it well, God is in a hurry. Number four, vision is raw material for divine provisions and creations. God uses vision to create. It's raw material for divine provisions and creations. It serves as a supernatural template for creation. That was what happened. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37, all the way to verse 39. We saw in the life of Jacob how he painted wood in front of animals. And as the animals saw the painting, they produced accordingly. It's raw material. One young lady picked a shirt and put it in her wardrobe. And he said, the husband that I will marry, this is the shirt he will wear. And every morning he opens the wardrobe and says, husband, to wear the shirt, where are you? Be on your way, your shirt is waiting for you. Medical doctor lady. Good, nice, walking, good character, good car, and all of that. No husband. Traveled all the way to the UK for a marriage occasion. And was busy serving at the occasion. Where a young man who also traveled from Nigeria asked somebody, who is that girl? Say, oh, she's one of those who came for this occasion. Where is she from? From Nigeria, really? And she's serving like this. Long story made short. He went close to her, exchanged contact and numbers. Long story made short, came back home. Finally, eventually, consequently, at last. They got married and he gave the man his shirt. It was exactly his size, as if he was measured. If it can be in your heart, God can put it in your hand. I heard the story of another young lady who said, Lord, I want to marry, but I want to marry because I like furnishing, I like good house. You know, some people can take some risky risks. I need a husband who works in a furniture company. Either as a president or a vice or something, but literally owns a furniture company. Picked out some picture in a magazine with a sharp-looking, dressed young man who make cloth to look good. You know, there are people that cloth make them look good. And there are others who make cloth to look good. We'll leave that for another day. That is the cloth they are wearing that looks good. If another person wears it, it's an apology. We'll leave that for another day. So she picked up that suit, man with neatly suited with tuxedo, sharp looking man. Funny, one day she was driving on the road and a man flashed out something and she flashed back. That was all. The man went all the way and turned and began to follow her. Then she began to run. I have made a mistake. Why should I flash this man back? I don't know him. She accelerated, the man accelerated. Pursued her until she came to a car. Is it a thief? Is it a comfortable place? She parked. And the man came down.
Hello, hello. My name is Sanso. Yes. What can I do for you? No, I just wanted to greet you. Is that why you turned Car Gabadaya? As a whole, long story made short, the man is the picture of what she had pictured. As if the man was actually literally lifted from that magazine. President, vice president of a furniture manufacturing company in America. It looks flippant. People end by chance because they live their life to chance. Chance things happen to them. Husband by chance, wife by chance. Random things happen because people live at random. They don't live deliberately. I see something happening to someone here today. Something positive, something constructive. God uses vision as raw materials to create. And of course, He will put in your heart first the kind of things He wants you to desire. And as you desire it, and as you see it, then it happens. Let me take number two and then we are closed today. Like I said, I came with 5 points out of 10. But I've only dealt with one. Praying with vision will intensify the force of your prayer. Number two is praying with fasting. That we all know. Matthew 17:21. Praying with fasting is clear enough. This is, how be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer that is linked with fasting. Praying with fasting is going just beyond praying to communicate your seriousness to God with a fast. Throughout scripture, we saw people who prayed. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. I am going to fast. It's not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 4. When Daniel, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years. And in verse 3, he said, and I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer, supplications, and fasting. Fasting. Abraham Lincoln, in the middle of the American Civil War, like I said many times, called national prayer and fasting 3 times to turn the tide of evil in that nation. We have called prayer and fasting many times. What is the effect of fasting on prayer? Very quickly. One, fasting increases spiritual authority and collapses satanic resistance to the demands and commands of the saint. Again, fasting increases spiritual authority and collapses satanic resistance to the demands or commands of the saint. What you are demanding, what you are commanding, that the devil is trying to resist, you collapse it with authority at the place of the fast. That was what we saw in Matthew 17:21. The devil will go out, but increase your authority with fasting. There are times that can go out with only prayer. There are types that can go out with only a command. But if there are some types, you must increase your authority and your command level with the fast. Secondly, fasting increases spiritual sensitivity and receptivity. In the season of the fast, you become more sensitive, more receptive to divine signals. You are likely to hear, to see. In Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2, while the disciples prayed and fasted, apostles, the Holy Ghost said. Thirdly, fasting facilitates the breakout of light. Now you may be sensitive, but if there is no light, the situation is still the same. It's the breakout of light, especially scriptural light. All of a sudden, light opens up. The scriptures open up for you. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, and then verse 8. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. And that at the end, your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Somebody say a loud amen. I see light breaking for somebody. If you are the one, your amen will be louder than that. If you believe you are the one, your amen will be louder than that. And number four, fasting amplifies spiritual hunger and desperation. In fasting, you are saying, I am not just leaving this situation to change by itself. You are expressing hunger, expressing desperation. Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. Daniel expressed desperation by the fast. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. It says then, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Human desperation always provokes divine intervention. Don't forget it. Human desperation always provokes divine intervention. When it was time to know who to marry, the Lord spoke to my heart and he said, I want to show to you or to reveal to you who your partner in life and ministry will be. It showed me that he didn't want me to miss road. He didn't want me to be confused. So I set the time to pray, because I was ministering at that time and I was coming across many, many people. In fact, one of my friends has already prophesied somebody for me. He didn't have a bad mind though. He was good mind. He was engaged. And he pitied me that I had not been engaged. He was with. And he just looked at me. I was without. So he now prophesied somebody for me. And the prophecy did not gel at all. It didn't land. The person he prophesied for me, it's not this person, no. Not this person here. It was another person. So that was the situation. And God said, he wanted to let me. So I had to set the time to wait. All right, here am I. And before the days were over, clarity came. One line here. Oh, is this the person? Really? I didn't know. This person that I was busy praying for, that God should give her a good husband. Because of the zeal, the fire, the passion. And God answered my prayer. He answered. You see, beware of the prayers you pray, because in all likelihood God will answer you. Right? And in fact, you may think you are praying for somebody else, but life is all about is seed sowing. With all the passion I possessed, I pray, let this girl not miss it. You can't stand in front of university hostel and be preaching the gospel. Stand in front, inside the school, university bus and be preaching. And then marry somebody who will take you out of that kind of life. Hallelujah. When it was time to step into ministry, again, separate another 3 days. Lord, where is it? Lord, how is it? Lord, what are you saying? On the second day, in the evening of that fast, then the word of the Lord came again. I can remember many, three days, 6 days, 7 days of my life set aside for specific directions. And I believe that God will give someone a visitation. You will not miss road. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I am so happy at the number of our churches that are connected to this message today. I believe that something is happening commission-wide. I prophesy again, you will not miss road. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace not to miss direction in life. Has anybody been blessed this morning? The miracles, the signs, the wonders, the testimony, and on top of that, the feeding of the word. Did it do something to you? Can you stand on your feet with a shout of victory? Lift your hands up and give him the praise. And at this moment, for the next 15 minutes, I'll plead the crave the indulgence of everyone. Please remain where you are and let's receive the final dose of what God has for us this morning. Ushers, please ensure that we are not distracted by any movement, because that can interfere with the flow of the Spirit. Lift your hands everywhere you are. All right, take your seat. Take your seat first. I want to confirm that somebody was really blessed. If you were really blessed, or like Americans will say at times, if you was really blessed, stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your hands and thank him for his word to you. Lift your hands and thank him for his word to you. Lift your hands and thank him for his word to you. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Thank him for his word to you. Lift your hands. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands high and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace. To function with the discipline of vision. Say it louder. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to
function
with the discipline
of vision.
I receive that grace
now. Open your mouth and pray. Yeah, 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 yeah Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the fresh baptism for the discipline of prayer and fasting. I receive a fresh discipline, the fresh grace for the discipline of prayer and fasting. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift your hands high up. High up. Father, thank you for a day like this. Be glorified, be honored. In Jesus' name. If there is any prayer we can pray, Lord, let your counsel stand. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Father, in my life, let your counsel stand. In Nigeria, let your counsel stand. In my life, in my family, in the church, in this church, Dunamis, in our nation, Nigeria, there are many devices in the man's heart. But Father, let your counsel stand. Are you ready for that prayer? Place your hand on yourself and say, Father,
Father,
in my life,
in my life,
in my family,
in my family,
in my destiny,
in my destiny,
in the church,
in this church,
in this church,
in this church,
in Dunamis,
in Dunamis,
in our nation,
in our nation,
in Nigeria,
in Nigeria,
let your counsel stand. Oh Lord. Again, say, Father,
Father,
in my life,
in my life,
in my family,
in my family,
in my destiny,
in my destiny,
in the church,
in the church,
in Nigeria,
in Nigeria,
in this church,
in this church,
Dunamis,
Dunamis,
in our nation,
in our nation,
Nigeria,
Nigeria,
let your counsel stand.
Oh
Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and give Him the praise. Father, thank you because it is dawn. We give you the praise. Now, everywhere we are, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. In need of forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Anywhere you are, please remain standing. I would like you to remain standing. Please don't sit yet. You saw the miracles, you saw the wonders. I won't call you out yet. I'll just leave the prayer now. You saw the miracles, you saw the wonders, the signs, and all that God did. And you are saying, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner.
I need you in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.